think today's my semester. For the semester. Yeah, so on the top of the comes out. So the Gemara says, "Shalom Chayim Abba Bez Abdul Mori Bama." The case is where it was Kaimel Agra. So Reuben also was rented it out. So maybe it's closer. So to Ashi. Ain't so chalas is chai, but oid abba mori, that's eche bayis muven, benintz is a bayis shal shimen, vusach me Reuben, mal is chalas shimen, tati vitmiya, kolema tati mili kolema, vissasin adoli. The hai besoche bayis me shimen, Mir'uven have a dorba chatzah shimen shloim midas. Klapi shimen is a dorba chatzah chaverim shloim midas. Shloim midas shimen. The komet tzorach leyitzchah. The reish komet einsor. Hot the chaim al-ayre. Magas malas chal shimen. The havel is an enem. Vizeh chos. So the Mephoshim asks, we mentioned this in the past. The Gemara says it's a steer. Why is it a steer? Why don't you say that the case where it was, that the second case, Nimsabai Shal Shimon, is Chayiv, even though Zen Enev is like Chosir's Potter, but here is Chayiv because Golod Baiti, the Nichol Beit Sois. We have a Makif and Nikif. And even if I'm on a Makif is Potter, or Zen Enev is like Chosir, but I'm a Nikif is Chayiv, please explain, Golod Baiti, the Nichol Beit Sois. So here also is Golod Baiti, the Nichol Beit Sois. This tenant was the whole year he was paying rent to Reuben, so obviously he's nichelate to pay rent. Now it turned out it was a mistake. Fine, so Reuben will give him back the money. He'll give it. So the chayiv should have to give it back to. Should have to give it to Shimon. He's a megal das the nichelate by itself. So Shimon says a teretz. It's over there in Shagim and Perchavah. That he was only megaladas that he's nichelate to pay rent where he's going to get schusum of a renter. So when he paid the rent to Reuben, he paid the rent to Reuben, but what did he get in return? That he was kind of the schiris of the bais for the duration of the tenancy. He can't be kicked out. The tenant has schusum. Turned out that was all a mistake. So now why is he going to pay shem? He's going to pay shem in stamos nene, but. That nene, it was Astamos nene, but not that he. I like to say, what's the difference? It's all in the past anyway. But nonetheless, the Maisa for paying Shimon, he's paying Shimon, but it turns out Lemafre, he never had this chusim of a seich. So in that, there was no Gibedas to Nichele. That's up Shimon's terrace. It's not like by Makif and Nikif. By Makif and Nikif, he's going to die to the Nikif Loitzoyas. And that's exactly what we're now Megalgalim of a Sakol, and he's a shuktif in the wall. So it's exactly the. I mean, he has a wall. What is it? He doesn't have less now than he had before. He's got to die from Nigel Beit Sois, and now he pays, and he pays us Nene. clear, it's not so clear to me, but Makif and Nikif, when he pays out Snenna, does he become a shutter from the wall? Tommy, yeah, some Reuben can't force him to pay for half the size of the wall if he doesn't become a shutter from the wall. So, but why is that called? That's different than a regular nana. I'm just not wondering now. So, regular nana, you're paying for the hanah. So now we can force you to pay for the hanah. By the case of the wall, I said you can force him to pay for the hanah as nana. Once he's paying us nana, what does it hurt to be shifted from the wall? The stomach to be shifted from the wall costs more than that than nana. How are you paying him to do? So when you pay for 50% of the wall, you become a shifted from the wall. Let's say we would want to shots up. How much is the hanah worth to be a nikif, but you're not going to be a shulter from the wall? That can mean if the wall falls down, the hanah won't belong to you. Stam is some incremental difference between the two. The nana, without there being a shulter from the wall, the stam is a little bit less. The mashmaus in the mission is he has to pay half. Half means he becomes a shulter from the wall. How are we kaif him that extra little bit? Bailey is a nana, so we can be kaif him on the al's nana. So we could be kaif from as nana, but where's the how can we kaif from a little bit extra to be a shifted from the wall? I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there, I'm not really sure. Akapanim, that's Rav Shimon's teretz. The Shita Mekubetzis, Ramais asked this question. He says, how come, why, what's the most problem? What happened over here to Goli Daita the Nichole? The same question that Rav Shimon asks. So the Shita says a strange teretz. I'm not sure what's the Shita's teretz. The Shita says that he was Goli Daiti, the Nichole, he should pay Reuven, but he was never Megal Das, the Nichole, to pay Shimon. So I don't know what that means. Like, what's the difference? What, he likes Reuven better? It's the shot. If he's Nichole to pay rent to Reuven, then now it turns out that the Baal Bayis is Shimon, so it's Tamla Zagili Das and Nichole to Shimon also. Maybe with the stomach to make Shaitan to be Mechalat. Makif and Nikif, Goli to the Nichol, he was going to spend the money, he was going to build half the wall anyway. But not with the stomach. If he learns an end of the Chosr, like with the stomach, like the Ritzor, like the Tshuvah Sarosh. Maybe that's what the Shita holds. So when the Nikif is Megala Das, that he was going to, if the Makif hadn't built the wall, the Nikif would have built the wall. So it's not with the stomach for the Makif to say. I mentioned the other week that it's not a bit of stone for the makif to say to the nikif, you know, if I would have known that you were planning to build the wall, we would have done it for shutras. Maybe over here, you can't say to the tenant, you were megala das that you're going to pay rent anyway. You were paying rent to Reuven. You're paying rent to Reuven because you thought it belongs to Reuven. Maybe it's still a mid of stone. Turns out that was all a bluff. So clapping me, it's a clean slate. Maybe clapping me is still a mid of stone. I don't rent out the house. The Gemara thinks I'm not a guy, but Shimon's not a guy who rents. Well, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat. If you learn that the svar going down to the nichle is a mid of stone to the svar, meaning the makiv says to the nikiv, if I hadn't built the wall, you would have anyway spent the money. You were planning to spend the money. So if you were planning to spend the money, it's not a mitzvah stone for me to be to value the money. In the case over here, the bias, the guy who was living there, thought that it belongs to Reuven. Reuven is a guy who rents out his house. Except that it turns out he rents out other people's houses. This is an even better business. But Lamaisa, Reuven rents out his house. Shimon is not a guy with double mega. He doesn't rent out his house. If the Dor would have known that this bias belongs to Shimon, he would have lived there for free. So he had nowhere else to go. So he paid. I mean, so the Maisi, he paid Shimon because Shimon's a Gavad Ovid. I'm sorry, he paid Reuben because Reuben's a Gavad Ovid Lamega. Reuben is a guy who's Ovid to be master. Reuben rents out his, so to speak, not really his, but he rents out the apartment. So I paid him rent. If I would have known that it's not his, that it's really yours, and you don't charge rent, you're a guy with the loyal, but you don't rent out your apartments. So I would have, if I would have known that it was you, I would have lived it for free. It's not the same as by the Makif and the Nikif. By the Makif and the Nikif, if the Makif wouldn't have done it, wouldn't have built the wall, the Nikif would have built the wall. The Makif said the Nikif, had I known, I would have gone to Lechatchila, and I would have said, I'm only going to, we're going to, you know, let's put, if I hadn't built the wall, you would have built the wall anyway. So that's the Gili Das, the Nichle Beit Sos. If I hadn't built the wall, the Emes is, you would have built the wall. Over here, the Emes is, if you would have known that the house doesn't belong to you, and if you would have had all the facts in front of you, you wouldn't have paid rent. Because you would have just lived there, and it would be Zen and Zelechos. So that's not called Gali Das, the Nichle Beit Sos. Maybe that's what the Shita means. He was Megal Das that he's willing to pay Reuben, but not willing to pay Shimon. Meaning he was Megal Das to pay Reuben, because Reuben's the guy who charges him. But that's not a Gili Das that he's willing to pay Reuben, that's not a Gili Das that he's willing to pay Shimon, who's not a guy who charges.
Don't we know that now that Shimon's coming and asking for the money back, that he's the guy that charges? Like now he has to go pay Shimon. Why? Shimon's not
going to. No, the worst is the fairest. The Gemara says, the Gemara's teretz is that it's a chatzu de kaim lag. That Shimon does charge rent. Even the Chachilachim, but the Gemara and the Havamim thought that this is a chutzah to lay kaim al-agav. That Shimon was not, Shimon didn't rent out this apartment. I mean, right, Shimon, that's my favorite Gemara. The Gemara thought that it's a chutzah to lay kaim al-agav. That means that Shimon was not planning to rent out this apartment. Meanwhile, he went away and Reuven started renting it out. But Shimon was not planning to rent it out, so that's not called kaim al-agav. So the door paid Reuven because Reuven was charging it. Had he known that it's not Reuben's, mechatesa would have paid rent. He would have just lived there. So that's already not called Goli Daita. Maybe that's the pshat in the sheet. I'm not sure. I don't know. You see yourself. It's very clear, cryptic sheet. Maybe something on there. Okay, let's see, Michael. Itmanami Omer Chiver Avin Omer Rav Amil Omer Chiver Avin Omer Rav. Again, same kind of story. So that's bad for the house, either because there's a mazik who goes after empty houses. Rashi says, "Shesh shmei shoel mekat deshar bayish ein bnei adam dorim bay ilkach zeh shoel bay hinohu lishnachvina bayish shu sholi biyochid mein adam yukas shar mezikin mekat deshinosa." So now let's start based on Meisa Yossi. Bayish shu miyushib b'dias mei adam Yosef yishuv ekayim lefish adam b'seichi rei mashu tzorach u'misaknosa. The person's living this, sometimes you leave the house empty, so then it starts to fall apart. But if there's somebody there, so all the minor repairs he takes care of. So, unless it's not Kamina, Siv Vitivni, says Rashi, comes Thomas with Bala Bais, but Siv Vitivni, so you ate Siv Vitivni, the same thing. Zehalach Vadar, by Mishum Shell, let go, Hail Misham Shabay Mishum Base. Hail Misham Shabay. The Baal HaBayis used it for Tevin, so there was So you're not doing him a favor because anyway the house was being used. But Mishum Beis and Meisva Ikon. The Ein Zeh Yishuv is Eshadar Yofa Osu V'Yineu. Anyway, the Kitzur, it says in the Gemara now, it's the Nusvar, that Zenen of Zeh Lichoser is Chai, is Zenen of Zeh Lichoser is Potter because you're doing him a favor. So Shayim ask, the whole Sukkah we call Zenen of Zeh Lichoser is Potter because he's not Choser. We destroy whatever there has been, but we said you're potter because he's the reason why you're potter is because he's not chosser. Yeah, and versus psanuthin that you're potter because you're doing him a favor. It's like what the Gemara all of a sudden at the last second made a 180 degree turn. It's a whole new story. And lastly, a lot of the rice that we brought makif and nikif, they don't have shayu kashak. So the Gemara obviously up till now wasn't working with the svara of shayu kashak. We thought stop, and then if the chosser is potter. Right, by Makif and Nikif, there's nothing like this. The Gemara thought that that's the Gemara before we saw that that's a case of Zenen Evz Lechasa. So what happened all of a sudden over here? Zenen Evz Lechasa for a whole different reason. So the Rosh says that in the Chanami, it's just an asmachto, it's a sadvi asmachto. It's not the real reason. The real reason why Zenen Evz Lechasa is Balter is because he's not Chasa. The Gemara says, like, for good measure. Not only is he not chaser, but there's a type of yosef. So the Achayim ask, the Chasdavid asks on the Rosh, but the Gemara says an afkamina between the two reasons. According to the Rosh, it's just a sad v'asmachta. So that means you're potter regardless. The Gemara is mashma that in the case of Tzivi v'tivna, according to the first reason, you won't be potter, and according to the second reason, you will be potter. I says that sounds like these are real reasons. It's not just a sad way of smacking. So the Rashba says, that when you live in a house, like the Gemara said before, like by a bayis chodesh that is shachrisa das yosa. So even by a house that's not the new house and you don't have the shachrisa das yosa, but a little bit of chisayon there is. Maisa cumulatively, you know, you live in a house, people live in a house for a long time, it's there is wear and tear. So a little bit of wear and tear there is. So how do you ever have a pure case of chasa? So clapping that, the Gemara says that's not true. That's not called chasa. Because the wear and tear that you have in a house by the fact that people live in it is offset by the fact that people also take care of it. So the Leila, it's a wash and it comes out that it's lechasa. So here you need those. By makif and nikif, you don't need this. Makif and nikif is ta'atolei chaser. But by living in a house, or by living in a chaser, how do you ever have a pure case of lei chaser? Isn't there a certain amount of wear and tear that's always there? So copy that little bit of wear and tear that's always there. The Gemara says that's not true. Houses that are lived in look better than houses that are as you can see. You go to you're going to empty houses, boarded up. It's not so. It's not in as good repair as doesn't stay pristine. So that's what makes it into a case of lo chas. Yeah, let's see like that. Who God wrote the bona padna kilkulis biasim akil kalta diasim. He built a house on a garbage dump of Yisraelim. Akvi Rav Nachman lepadna mimei. So Rav Nachman, on behalf of the Yisraelim, sees the apadna. So come alayim, because Rav Nachman, Adon of Chatzah Chvesh, Lamidai, Tetzorach, Mahalas, Leitzchak. Mais, it's Chatzah Delekai Malagra. So why is he, what's he seizing on him? What was Rav Nachman's issue? So the Gemara says, "Who may kara karmenoi havi dary baby?" The Yovel who asked me dover mut. The case is that this garbage sheep was making money for the Yisraelim, because there were these karmenoi, like gypsies, who were living there, and they used to give the Yisraelim to dover mut, not the skirs of an apadla, because they just pitched their tents there or something. But efforts they would give to the something, they would give to the Yisraelim. So there was a certain amount of chisar. So Amalei zil paisim liyasli. So therefore, Nachman said to this guy, "Go be mafayis the Yisraelim, pay the Yisraelim." But they ask you, and he didn't listen. Akvi Rav Nachman lepadna mimei. Let's hear Rashi. This is one of the rais. Taisus brings this is one of the riots that when you have even a little bit of chisoin, you go over the whole anah. Because it's mashma that Nachman was gave the whole schiris. I mean, he was gave the whole apanda as a payment for the schiris. But the Karmanoi were only giving a dove mut. That's still Taisus. You only ask me dove mut. But Nachman's came chayav l'shalom mashenene after shloi chisik kol kach. Ve'imuchu kol shmeisin kamil el mishum shachrisa dash yosef. A little bit of a strange thing here in the sugya. The Gemara in the Havamina, you know, thought that it's Alzen and it was like Chasa Chayef. It's a Leila Ksav Rav Nachman. How come Rav Nachman was going with the Apatna? Because he held Zen and it was like Chasa Chayef. So what's the Teres? Zen and it was like Chasa is a Kopter. But here they would have a Chasa as the Kamenoi. So that's all that changed from the Gemara's Havamina to the Gemara's Teres. How come they were injected this whole thing that Rav Nachman said to them Zil Paisinu and they didn't listen, so then it was Gaiva the Apadna. Right? If you need that, you need it down in the beginning. Like, that's somehow connected to the Gemara's Tchiyah. The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya Zenen, it was Lechoser is Chayef. So Gemara said, no, Zenen was Lechoser is Potter, but here they were is Potter, but here they were really Choser because there was a Maisa with a Karmanoi. And then it throws in the whole story that Rav Nachman said to them Zil Paisinu. And they didn't listen, so he said. So then he seized the whole apadna. Like, why is the Gemara give me all of that background as part of the teretz? The Gemara is giving me a lot more in the teretz than I asked for. I need to hear that it's chasa. No, so the Gemara said, so that's just the case. Karmanoi was chasa. Well, what's this extra? This whole extra backstory. And it's time if the Gemara wants to give the backstory. So give that at the beginning. What does it have to do with the teretz? So Rav Nachum says a very interesting word here. It only works in one shita, but he says a very beautiful word. There's a shita of the Rama. Sorry, we saw in Taisus just now, and most Rishonim hold this way, that even a little bit of concern is enough to be going with the whole Ano. Like Shachrisa Dash Yosu, that's the passage in the world of Shachrisa Dash Yosu. That even a little bit of wear and tear. If it's chaser, so that's enough. That once you have that little bit of wear and tear, now you put the chaser, and you can be going with the whole. You can be going with the whole anah. Zeh nenev, zeh chaser. It doesn't have to be the chisoin is commensurate with anah. As long as you're a chaser to some degree, you can be going with the whole. You can be going with the whole anah. Whatever the hesder is, maybe because they've asked me the stone, so it's not going to be the stone. Once you have a certain amount of chaser, whether it's that you need to have a koyach to be tevehim, so now you have a koyach to be tevehim. Kach, whatever the lumbus is, but that's the way most Rishonim hold. The Ramah is chaylik. The Ramah holds that you can only, by zeh nenev v'zeh choser, you can only be goybe as much as you were choser. And by shachrisa dash yosa, presumably, you can only be goybe connected to shachrisa dash yosa. And here also, by the case of the assignment, you can only be goyve as much as the kamenah used to give him. The mikaseh brings there the lashon mikaseh. If he brings the ramah, the chihechi the meikarav imefaisli b'dov amut, hachanam michiva Rav Nachman who gav b'dovon abhadna, the amalei zil paisinu liyasmi. The ramah reads it into the lashon mikaseh. The Rav Nachman said to him, zil paisinu. What does it mean, zil paisinu? Should have said, go pay them. Zil paisinu means pay them what the kamenah used to pay them. Not the full price of the skiris of an apartment. Pay them what the kamenah used to pay them, but not more. Because zenenev, zeh choser, is only chayev as much as the chisar. That's the shita of Rama. So what's pshat in the Rama? So one possibility, one to learn the pshat in the Rama, is that the Rama holds that the chil of zenenev, zeh choser, is be'emes not for the hano, but for the chisar. The chisoron is not a hechatim, so you should be able to be tevei the hanor. It's often the stoim, you should be able to tevei the hanor. No, the chisoron is the mechayim. And lechayra, a lot of achayim say this way, and lechayra, that would shtim very well, because the Rama happens to be, is a supporter of the rif, that zeh choser v'zeh loinen is also chayim. The Rama is very much like the rif. He says, all the goyim agree with the rif. That even if you're not nene, as long as the teve is chaser, he could be teve. The Ramah is mashmo that it's the mazik even. Yesterday we talked with the Rosh says it's also Eichel Chasoyin Shel Chaver. That's what we heard this yesterday and the day before. Also, Moini Gabach. The Ramah is mashmo that it's a mazik mamish. That if he's chaser and I'm living in his chaser, if he's chaser by my living there, because it's a chaser dechaim al agro, then that's not called the grommet. That's called mazik mamish. But Kapanim, the Ramah is a supporter of the Rif that zeh chaser v'zeh loy nenez the chis your chayv. So you see, the chisor is taka mechayv. So mele, the Ramah holds. Well, if chisor is mechayv, even if you're not nene, so step two, the Ramah holds that even if you are nene, the mechayv is not the hano, the mechayv is the chisor. That would be attractive in many achrayim. At least that's the presumably the rate is that's the pshat in the Ramah. Certainly says in the Ramah, where he agrees to the Rif, that that's true, the chisor is the mechayv. However, says Anochim, he thinks that that's not pshat in this Ramah. He said, first of all, that's not the Lashon of the Ramah. That's not the Lashon of the Ramah. Because the Numa Kiyosef, when he brings this Ramah, the Lashon that he says is, Afal pi, Shehanos ha-padna merubo, it's a big apadna, it's a lot of hanos. Yasmi delay bunile, vele pori haitsa, but the Yisraelim didn't build the apadna, and they didn't lay out the money for the apadna. My ichbis luhu bahana osi shalze, what do they care that this guy has a big hano from his mansion? Kevin delay mafsidi midi, mi mai de yogle kadmenoi. Since they're not losing anything from what the kadmenoi gave them originally, because this guy is paying that also. Rav Nachman said that zil paisinu. So as long as they get what the kadmenoi were giving them, so they're not. So what do they care that this guy has a bigger hano? Zeh nene v'zeh einoy chosru. Once they get what the kamenoi were giving them, so you can have all the hano that you want. But once they're getting what they were getting originally, so they're not chosru, so it's zeh nene v'zeh einoy chosru. No, it says in Ramah Beferish that the reason why the chisorin is not mechayev more than the chisorin itself, why zeh chosru a little bit and zeh nene a lot, the reason why you don't have to pay for the whole hano, you only have to pay for the connected the chisor, is not because the hano is not a mechayiv, only the chisor is a mechayiv. That's not what the Ramah says. The Ramah says because if you're chosur a little bit and he's nen a lot, so once he pays the chisorin, so from that point and forward, the rest is already zen nen, if it's eloi chosur. Once the chisorin was covered, so now he turns into a zen nen, if it's eloi chosur. It sounds like the Ramah holds that Nene is a Mechayiv. And Zen Nene is a Chosr. Chosr is also Mechayiv. The Ramah does agree with the Rif. That's true. Chisron is also Mechayiv. But Nene is also Mechayiv. And therefore, there would have been a Malkum to say that even if you're Chosr a little bit, so the Chisron can only Mechayiv you a little bit, but he had a big Hano, so the Hano should be Mechayiv. Says the Ramah, yeah, in theory, that's true. The Hano should be Mechayiv. But if the Hano is more than the Chisron, then once he pays you the Chisron, you're not a Chosr anymore. From that point and forward, it's zeh nene v'zeh lechoser. And hano by itself, without a chisorin, is not mechayev. And Rav Nachum goes on and he says that it's muchuk, that this is the pshat in the Ramah. That the Ramah is not l'shitosli in the Rif. That the pshat in the Ramah is not that it's the chisorin that's mechayev and not the hano. For several reasons. First of all, because the Nemek Yosef says, Shem the Ramah, another insight into the story, that the Kamenoi were not really paying rent. They were gypsies. The Kamenoi would give him a present from time to time, that he shouldn't bother them. And the Ramah says, and the Nebuk Yosef says, it's the Ramah, that you see from here a Chiddush, that that's also called Chosr. That's enough to call it Chosr. You know, he had some people living in his property, every Purim they would give him a bottle of wine, so that's also called Chosr. If the pshat in the Ramah was that the Ramah held that the chisorin is the mechayev, like the Rif, the Ramah l'shitos, that he holds like the Rif that chisorin is mechayev, says Anochem, about its mestaver, chisorin is only mechayev when it's a chisorin that he was getting rent and now he doesn't get rent. That's a chisorin that could be mechayev. Then the Ramah agrees to the Rif. That's like a mazik. You have a hotel and you charge rent, and this guy comes and he lives in you and he lives there for free, even though he's a garbage of the mega, but it's called a mazik. because he's because like we explained in the Rif, the Shittas Rif, that the when you have a hotel, it's Kaimel Agra, so the Paris, the Urim are the Paris, now you're eating up the Paris, and the Ramah holds that that's the Rosh calls the Eichel Chasrei Nishal Chaveiro. The Ramah seems to hold it's even more, it's even a Mazik. But a Kabbalah, it's only where there's a real income that the hotel is generating, the Chatzar is generating, and now there's a Hefsid, so that's a kind of Chisorn that could be Machayib even without Dano. That's the Rif that the Ramah agrees to. But in the case of the Karmanoi, it's not like the Karmanoi that he had rent from this Ashba. He had a certain Tovus Hanah that the Karmanoi who lived there would give him a present from time to time. So for being mafsid that, you call the mazik. Even the Rif wouldn't call that a chisorin that could be mechayev. It's a chisorin that could make you a chosr that you could be going with a Hanah. It's enough to take off Zenene Vezelei Chosr. Let's say ask me the story or whatever the Hezbollah is of Zenene Vezelei Chosr. I'm being tevayel in the Hanah, the etzem, I'm being tevayel in the Hanah. But in order to be tevayel in the Hanah, there has to be chisor, either because otherwise it's a nidistoyim, because otherwise I don't have any kayach to be tevayel him. So for that, just to fulfill the tnai, that you need to be chosor in order to be tevayel in the Hanah, it's enough that you have this kind of wishy-washy Hanah that the Karmanah used to give you a dover mut. But the Varen Lechayiv is the Hanah, not the chisor. The Chiv lies in the Hanah, not in the chisor. That's the Lechayiv. So therefore, and nonetheless, the Ramah says, so knows the Ramah.
Yeah. Are we giving two different definitions for chaser?
Yeah, that's exactly what Nochem says. So, Nochem, there's two different. No, let me go back again for a second. The raid was, without Ram Nochem, the raid was that the Pshat and the Ramah, the two Ramahs are connected. We have two Ramahs. We have a Ramah that says that Zenenev is a chaser. You're only chayav keneged the chisor. And then we have Ramah that holds like the Rif, that even if you're not nene, the chisor alone is mechayav. Those are the two Ramahs. So the raid was, before Ram Nochem, the raid was that the two Ramahs are connected. That the pshat in the two Ramahs is that the mechayav by Dor B'chotze Chaveri is not the Hanor, the mechayav is the chisor. So Mela, A, I don't care if you're nene or not, because the chisor alone is mechayav, and that's the din of the Rif. And number two, even if you are nene, that's not fundamentally the mechayev. Fundamentally, the mechayev is the chisorin. So therefore, you can't. I don't have to pay you more than you were chosim. That's the naive understanding of the Ramahs, that these two Ramahs go together. So Rav Nochem says he thinks that that's not true. Yes, it's certainly true that the Ramah holds like the Rif, that chisorin is mechayev even if you're not nene. But that's when you're talking about a real objective chisorin, that you were getting rent, and this guy's preventing you from getting rent by living in the hotel without your permission. So that's a nice mazik, the Ramah holds, or it's Eichel Chasrei Nishal Chaveiro, whatever exactly the lomdus is. That's Memoinig Aboch, or mazik. The Ramah's mashma, we didn't talk so much about that, but the Ramah's mashma, it's more than Memoinig Aboch, it's mazik. Linyanein, it doesn't matter so much. But the point is, that's a real chisorn, that you could be today the chisorn. You know, I had, even though you're not nene, that's the Shittas Arif, even if you're not nene at all. But I was chaser, and you're Eichel, my chisorn, so that I could be tevei you on account of the chisorn. But that's where the chisorn was real dini mominus, where I had income from my renters, that I could be tevei, it's a mamish income stream, and you prevented that, and you took it yourself, you took those, the urim yourself. So even if you're not nene, because you're a gavra, the mega, doesn't matter, you were mechasimi, and I could be tevei you the chisorn. That's the Shittas Arif, and that the Ramah agrees to. But that's not what we're talking about over here by the Karmanoi. The Karmanoi is not rent, it's not income. I can't be tevei you the lost income from the Karmanoi. The answer is, in the Chanami, this is a different kind of chaser. This is not a chaser where I'm tevei you the chisor. This is a chisor where I'm tevei you the chisor itself. I can't be tevei you. I can only be tevei you the Hanah. Because the Ramah holds, and then it's also Mechayev. The Ramah holds like the Rif, that chaser is a Mechayev. But there's also the Chayiv of Nene. There's many Gemaras of Nene, Tochav Lechaver, Vesabli, and so on. Nene is also the Chayiv. And our Gemara says that Nene is only the Chayiv if you're Chosr to boot. So Nene is the Chayiv when you're Chosr. So Nene, Vzele, Chosr is Potter. But for that, so you have to be Chosr to be Tavei Lehanov. To be Tavei, but for that you don't need a Chisorin, the kind of Chisorin that Ruf was talking about. Don't need a Chisorin that you know you had an income stream. Even the Chisorin of the Karmanoi also counts as a Chisorin. It gives you. It's enough that you can be tevei the Hanah, and in that the Ramah says, but you can only be tevei keneged the chisor. You can't be tevei more than the chisor. So what's the hesber? Here you can't say that the hesber is because it's the chisor that's mechayev, not the Hanah. The chisoyim by itself is not a mechayev. The kamenoi is just to tell you is not a real moments. So the mechayev is the nene. Except that there's a tana, you have to be chaser in order to be tovei the hanor. Let's say I'll smid the stone for that. So why does the Ramah hold that the hanor can't be more than the chisor? Why does the Ramah hold that I can only be tovei connected the chisor? It has to be for a different reason. Because once you pay that little bit, then I'm not a chaser anymore. Once I'm not a chaser anymore, so now it reverts to being case. If zenen, if zele chaser, if zenen, if zele chaser, then I can't be tovei the hanor. Maybe it's me the slave. Maybe they went out of the koyach, whatever the hesber is, and zenen of zele chaser. And he says another riot to this, that there's two different kinds of chisar. There's the rifts chisar where I'm tovei the chisar as mazik, or as memleini gavach. And then there's the chisar that you need just to be able to be tovei the hanor. By makif and nikif. So the Gemara, so Rav Yossi says that that even omen makif is chayek. I'm sorry, Tanakam holds even omen makif. Tanakama holds even omen makif is chayek. So the Gemara thought, why is omen makif chayek? The Gemara said, must be zanen of the chaser is chayek. My answer, no, at garam to liyakhe for you, sir. So there also, the Ramah says, l'shit kosoi. We pass into nenev lechoser is potter. But omen makif is chayiv, because at garam to liyakhe for you, sir. Says the Ramah, l'shit kosoi, but you can only be tovei the nikif, k'neged the chisorn of the hekhe for you, sir. You have to first work out how much is the hekhe for you, sir. And that's the maximum you could be tovei the nikif. Again, there are malish tosoi that even by zenenev is a chaser, you can only be tovei as much as your chaser, not more. Now the Ramah learns the case of makif and nikif like Tosfos. The Ramah doesn't say in the Yad Ramah in Rav Ash. In Rav Ash. You're there in the Suga Makif and Nikif. The Ramah learns like Tosfos. Now we're talking about the Mechitzas HaChitzonis. And what's the Kefi Yisera? That the Makif has a bigger perimeter because of the Soda of the Nikif that's in the middle. Says Elochim, Hayala Ladas, that the Kefi Yisera makes the Nikif into a Mazik. Hayala Ladas, that you could be Tavei the Nikif for the Chisorn itself. Even if he's the Rif, that even if he's not Nena, I can be Tavei him for being Mechasim. So if you think in the case of Makif and Nikif, if you're talking about Mechitzas HaChitzonis, so why is Akef Yisera? Do you think on account of that Akef is like, let's say by Makif and Nikif, let's say the Nikif was not Nena. Please, sir, somehow we have a case where the Nikif was not Nena. But the Makif had Akef Yisera because he has a very big, because his fields go all the way around the Nikif. And he's doing talking about the Mechitzas HaChitzonis. Is there a sfar in the world to say you can be today the Chisar? Because the Nikif was somehow shepherd him, the Nikif was Mechaser him by being there in the middle? That's absurd. Well, the Nikif, what's the Nikif's fault? That this is where he lives. And maybe he was there first. And even if not, what's the difference? He can't be Tevei the Nikif for the Chisar. Avadi Tevei the Nikif only for Nene. Except there's a Tanai. You can only be Tevei him for being Nene if you're also Chosar. Because otherwise it's a Midastoyim, because otherwise you don't have a Kayach, whatever the Hezbri is. And for that, Taisus holds that it's enough that he was going you a Kefi Yisera. You had a Kefi Yisera because of his existence. And he's nene from that chisaron, so you could be tovei in the hanor. But about it, fears for the hanor, not for the chisaron. And nonetheless, the Ramah holds his shita that you can only be tovei connected to chisaron. So it's muchuk that the pshat in the Ramah ka'omer is not that the mechayev is the chisaron. About it, the mechayev is the nene. The chisaron is just the tnai. In order to be tovei the hanor, I have to be chaser. And nonetheless, the Ramah holds I can only be tevei connected to chisor. So again, how kachuk the hesper is, because more than the chisorin, it's not called zanene v'zechoser. Once you pay off the chisorin, now it's zanene v'zechoser. So Meili says enough. Based on this, maybe we could say a step further. That the whole din of the Ramah, that you can only be Tevea connected to Chisaron, but more than the Chisaron, you can't be Tevea, is only where you can be Tevea the Chisaron. You can be Tevea to pay off the Chisaron. Once the Chisaron is paid off, now it's Enene v'zeh lechos. What about a case where let me just plug it right in. You know, instead of with Hakdomas, I'll just say it right in the Gemara. It would be easier. In the case here, the guy built an apartment. The apadno, the hanov, the apadno is, let's say, $1,000 a month. It's a fancy apadno, $1,000 a month hanov for living. The chisoron was the loss of the money that he used, the little bit of money he used to get from the kamenot. That's $50, much less. Moreover, the kamenoi, it wasn't really schiris, like the Ramah himself says. He used to give him a matana from time to time. So he had a Tevis Hanoah that the Kamenoi were there, and they would give him every now and then a matana. Now, the Shita Ramah we saw is that you can be Tevei Hanoah, but you can also be Tevei Chisaron. In the Rif's kind of case, you can be Tevei the Chisaron itself. Chisaron is also mechayiv, but not in this case of the kamenoi. Chisaron might be a chayiv in you know, real rental cases, even if you're not nene. But if I had a real income stream from this property because I had tenants and now you chase them away, so I could be tovei the chisaron. The Ramah agrees to the Rif that that's called the masa. But in the case of the kamenoi, that you don't have. I can't come after you, reimburse me for the chisaron, because the chisaron was just wasn't really it was just an informal kind of arrangement. But the chisaron, but since there is a chisaron, so I can be. Since there is a chisaron, I can be tereyu the hanok. But only connected the chisaron, because once you pay off the chisaron, so now it becomes an enev zelechos. So he says like this: if you would come to me and pay me voluntarily for the chisaron of the kamenoi, then that's it. I won't be chaser anymore. Then I could no longer be tevei you for the hanot. That's the shita sarama. Once you pay me for the chisar, so now I'm not a chaser anymore. Now it's zenen, and now it reverts to being zenen if it's elei chaser. But what if you're not willing to pay me for the hanot? I try come after and say, pay me for the hanot of the kamenoi, and you say no. Good, you know, you laugh in my face. Can I be tevei you for that chisar? No, I can't be tevei for the chisar because the chisar is informal. I don't have the option of being Tevei for the Chisar. I have to be Tevei for the Hanot. And since the Maisa is a Chisar that you're not paying, so it's Zenen if it's Eloi Chosar, I give you Tevei the whole amount. So therefore the Gemara reads as follows. I know it's not so clear, but you'll see it in the Gemara, maybe it'll be clear. The Gemara in the Chathila thought that the reason why Rav Nachman was Goyber the Apadna was because Zenen if it's Eloi Chosar is Chayef. They don't need a chisar and it could be goy with a hanok. Well, if that's the case, we don't have to. The case is very simple. Rav Nachman went to him and said, pay up for the whole apartment. Pay the $1,000 a month for the apartment. Otherwise, I'm going to take away your apartment as a security against the $1,000 a month. We don't need to introduce that he said, first pay the little zil paisinu, don't be mafiasin. Pay for that apartment. Meskirs, hanok. Forget the chosr. Pay for the hanok. So we must know that's not true. Zenen of the chosr is bought. Here, there was a chisaron because of the kamenoi. Well, if there's a chisaron because of the kamenoi, then I can only... So, l'chatchila, Rav Nachman, have to go to him and say, just pay a little bit. Pay for the kamenoi. And that's where Nachman said to him, Zil Paisino. The Mekev says, Beferish Peshem Neremah, Zil Paisino means pay what the Kamenoi would have paid. I have to give you that option, because if you'll pay that amount, then the Chisorin is wiped away. And once the Chisorin is wiped away, I can't be Tavei anymore the Hanot. So that was the first thing Nachman said. Nachman said, Zil Paisino, if you'll be Mephias them, then it'll be Ois Chosa. The Chisorin will go away. You'll wipe clean the Chisorin. And once you wipe clean the Chisorin, they can't be Tavei you the Hanot of $1,000. So that's a good deal for you. Pay them the $100 a month that the Kamenoi were giving them. Now they won't be chaser anymore. And if they won't be chaser anymore, so they will be powerless to be tevei the hanah. The guy said, no, I don't want. Nachman said, well, if you don't want, then you stop. Then I'm stuck. I have no choice. I can't come after you and be tevei the $100 a month of the Kamenoi. Because that was an informal arrangement. If that had been a real rental, maybe I could come after you for that and wipe clean the chisaron that way. But I don't have that option, because it was only a matona, so I can't take you to court and demand from you the money of the Kamenoi. If you would have given the Kamenoi money of your own free accord, that would have been smart. You would have been smart, you would have paid the Kamenoi money on your own free accord. The Chisorin would have been wiped out. And then the Yisoyman would have nothing to say, because now it would be Zedan Chosin. But you didn't know a good deal when you saw it. You didn't want to pay the Kamenoi money. Well, I can't take you to court over the Kamenoi money, because that's informal, like the limitation speaks out, that wasn't a real schiris. So now it's stuck, now it's a real chisaron. And you're not willing to wipe away the chisaron, and I can't come and collect from you the chisaron. So now they're stuck, we have a chisaron. A chisaron, zenenev is a chaser, it's chayef. Now I'm going to be going with you with the whole schiris. Because once we can't get rid of the hanot, once we can't get rid of the chaser, once you're not willing to get rid of the chaser, so now I have to be teveyu, I can't be teveyu the chisaron, because the chisaron is not a real schiris. So I have to be tevei the hanah, and the hanah is zenenev is a chaser. So now his Rav Nachman said, "Okay, you should have taken the when I was being nice, but now it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. Now I'm going to be going with the whole apadna, because now I'm coming after you as zenenev is a chaser. Zenenev is a chaser. I could be going with the whole apadna, because now you really owe the whole spheres. That's the pshat in the word. That's why the Gemara only injects this thing about zil paisinu in the terrorist thing. Where the Gemara thought that it's as zenenev is a chaser." The Gemara lechatchila thought that who needs a chisaron? Zenenev is lechaser is chayiv. Leima kasover Rav Nachman. Zenenev is lechaser is chayiv. So lechatchila could go after the hanoah and take away the whole apadna. The Gemara says no. Zenenev is lechaser is potter. I can only come after you for the hanoah if there was a chisaron. So if that's the case, I can only go after you. But then why did Rav Nachman take the whole apadna? If you need to have a chisaron, so why didn't the guy just pay off the chisaron? The case has to be there. Nachman asked him to. Nachman Taka offered that to him, that he should pay off the chisaron, and that would have wiped off the chisaron, and then Nachman wouldn't have done anything, wouldn't have been able to do anything further. But since the guy said no, I'm not willing to pay the chisaron, and Rav Nachman couldn't collect from him the chisaron bal kochai, because it wasn't that kind of formal chisaron that you could be going with the chisaron. It wasn't the rifs kind of chisaron, was this informal kamenoi kind of chisaron. So Rav Nachman, so then Rav Nachman said, so that's why Rav Nachman was going from the apartment. He offered him to pay off the chisaron. He didn't want. If you don't want to pay off the chisaron, then we're stuck with zenenev zechosu. Zenenev zechosu. We'll go after the hanot, and hanot you have to pay the whole hanot. So I'll look at shat and the shat of the And it's very mechuban because the Ramah says all of this. The Ramah says beferish that the kamunoi was not a formal arrangement, and that's what it meant zil paisinu. All these things, all these elements of the story, the Ramah says beferish. That the zil paisinu means pay the little bit that the kamenoi were paying, and that the kamenoi was not a formal arrangement; it was just a kind of it's just enough to make it a chaser because the maisi had toiva from it. All of those things the Ramah says. So Rav Nachman puts it all together. That's how the Ramah read the Shaklat Tari in the Gemara. Very good.
He said that he asked him to pay the informal chisaron, and then he refuses.
Yeah.
And then because of that, now he's able to be to obey him the full hanah. It becomes it now, which the mele means that it must have been that this informal chisaron turns into a formal chisaron. If he's able
no,
to be
no, it's no longer. You can be tovei two things. You can be tovei chisaron, but that doesn't apply over here because you can only be tovei chisaron when it's what we call a formal chisaron. That you can't, or you could be tovei hanah. But there's a tonight to be tovei hanah. The guy has to be chaser. For that, you don't need a formal chisaron. Maybe to me the slime idea. To be today, no, he also has to be, he needs to have a, to me the slime to be, let's say me the slime. To me, the stoim, this works easier. To me, the stoim to be today, I know if, you know, if you're not chas. So to take off meat, for me, the stoim, it's enough that it's an informal chisar. So Rav Nachman said, if you'll be a nice guy and you'll pay off the chisar, so that's it, end the story. So now it's a the stoim to go any further. So I'll step back. If you'll be the feist, the stoim, a little bit from the kamenoi. So from that point, there's a ois chisar, no longer a chisar. So now, okay, then I'm powerless because me the stoim. But you don't want to be nice. You don't want to pay off the little bit of the kamenoi. And I can't be gaiva from you the money of the kamenoi. It's not like I have the option of forcing you to pay the money of the kamenoi. That's not a money. That option's not available to me. So you're forcing my hand. You're refusing to wipe clean the chaser. So now the yisayim machaser. Well, once the yisayim machaser, then it's not a me the stoim. Once it's not a me the stoim, I'll come after you for the hanoi. And the hanoi already is the whole apartment. Yeah.
Why can't you only come after the hanoi that's committed with yisayim? You're going after the hanoi.
Why?
You're going after the hanoi, not the chisaron. But why are you going after the full hanoi, not just the hanoi that's committed with chisaron?
Why should I? Fundamentally, the hanoi justifies my going after the whole chisaron. Because the hanoi is just to take off me the stoim, let's say, or maybe the word to give me koyach. I don't care exactly what the lumdus is of zenenim zlaichasur. But the hanoi is just a condition, like all the other rishonim hold. Even a little bit of chisaron justifies my going after the whole hanoi. That the Ramah basically agrees to. Just the Ramah holds that if you pay off the chisaron, then at that point you turn into a leichasur. I think Nakif and Nikif will be the same as this. The guy has to voluntarily pay the when the Ramah says that if in the case of Makif and Nikif also, I think it will be the same as over here. He has to voluntarily pay the Hekev Yisera. Because you can't come after him just for the Hekev Yisera. Because that's not a formal chisar. So if he pays it, he pays it, and then it's lechoser. If he doesn't pay it, then you're coming after him for the Hanoh. Then the Ramah might very well agree. You have to pay for the whole Hekev. The Ramah just is saying, if he'll pay off the chisaron, then he voluntarily pays off the chisaron, then it's no longer chasam. Rav Nachman agrees that if there would be a formal chisaron, then you'd go after the chisaron, and then you couldn't go after the hanah. But here that's not available. You can't go after the chisaron. It's not the kind of chisaron you could be going on its own account. So if he wants to be a nice guy, he could be a nice guy. If he doesn't want to be a nice guy, then you have to go after the hanoh. And once you're going after the hanoh, so why should you stop connected to the chisar? That's why he was going with the apadna. Okay, we'll stop here. That's the end of the sugya. So that's it for the semester, I suppose. So good luck in the finals. And I suspect that when we come back, we'll start with the Mishnah of Akela Bagdi. So maybe it's I don't know for sure. Maybe we'll continue straight from here, but it might be we'll skip to the Mishnah. So if I had to see the Gemara, just never gather. Just for your own the Mishnah. Because the sugya of Chazeres and Sidi Erechov and so on, we really spoke about a lot when we were learning the sugya of Kefetzis. I know that we have to do it again. I will be that bar, but it's not so much as you. Very likely that's what we'll do. No promises, but very likely.
Sorry, I was the last question. When he came the second day, he said, give me like that little form, like give me the whole thing.